Angels pitcher Tyler Skaggs had fentanyl, oxycodone, alcohol, in his system at time of death. By Warner Todd Houston on August 30, 2019. A newly released toxicology report finds that Los Angeles Angels pitcher Tyler Skaggs had fentanyl, oxycodone, and alcohol in his system when he died. Skaggs was found unresponsive in his Texas hotel room on July 1 while the team was in town to play the Texas Rangers. He was pronounced dead at the scene, and police felt there was no foul play, according to USA Today. Authorities said that Skaggs aspirated on his own vomit and died from asphyxia. Now, the full report lists the official cause of death as mixed ethanol, fentanyl and oxycodone intoxication with terminal aspiration of gastric contents. The Skaggs family said in a statement that it planned to investigate how the player ended up obtaining the illegal drugs. "We were shocked to learn that it may involve an employee of the Los Angeles Angels," the family said in a statement. The family also announced that they had hired Texas attorney Rusty Hardin to lead the investigation. Skaggs earned a career-high 24 games in the 2018 season, going 8-10 with a 4.02 ERA. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Twitter at Warner Thuston.